Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Yeah, that was from Rectum.
Nice one.
Welcome to the podcast, Hat Chat, episode 126, if you're taking count, I am, with your hosts, Hat Films, a.k.a. I'm Chris Trott.
I'm Ross Holmby.
Hello, I'm Alex Smith.
Is there a better way to get into that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Your hosts, I'm Chris Trott.
You're just getting the you're getting the information out there, right? If by chance a person who doesn't know who we are starts listening to this podcast
at 126 as well,
yeah, then we need them to know who we are, and then they can go, wow, I'm never going to listen to those people ever again.
I feel like we spend more time talking about that,
yeah,
like the idea of it being a bad idea than actually just getting it over with.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Ultimately.
Well, yeah, thank you, Rectum, for that fingal.
Rectum did one really before. Good.
Yeah, they did the one
Rectum
before.
Rectum's a music machine.
They're pumping them out.
Thank you, Rectum.
Rectum is pumping them out.
We should all thank our Rectums.
Thanks, Rectums.
Cheers, Rectum. You're keeping it in.
Indeed. We got our hypotheticals as voted on.
If the Rectum fails,
is that it?
That's shit. Your shit hits the fan. So here's a flaw.
Yeah. It's good science. Strong medical advice here already.
I know.
And
keep your Rectums
long may it continue.
Good. Don't shove like huge things in your ass.
Wow.
Oh,
you don't have to.
Because it'll ruin it. It'll
don't
ruin your rectum.
Keep.
Huge. I said three times huge.
2 liter Coke bottle. Too big?
Yeah, 2 liter Coke bottle is too big. What else should we say is too big?
Bottle of Frosty Jacks?
Yeah.
The big one?
Again, you
Strongbow.
Said two.
Bigger bottle.
Again, it's, yeah, the big ones. No, don't.
Bottle of Lambrini?
What if it's like...
I feel like, why are you showing so many bottles up your arm? It's just literally... The more you stretch it, the more you're going to damage that tissue. That's all.
Is it Tia Maria or something like that?
So yeah.
It's like a really thin... But then
and then
it
really widens out. That's
bomb.
Nice. That's the surprise.
That?
Yeah, that's the... That one needs
okay.
A real boot to get home.
People are saying, don't gape keep.
Gatekeep.
That's
keep.
Funny. That's good.
Gatekeeping.
You.
Very good.
That is clever.
Well, shove what you want in your ass.
You guys should be on this podcast.
You'll have to deal with it later when your ass is dribbling every time you walk.
Oh. Is this something you've encountered?
It sounds like.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a warning from this is a life message.
Too many Tia Marias.
I had too many fucking Strongbow bottles on my ass.
Strongbow, yeah.
You got like,
no, he's got Strongbow
bottom
legs.
End first.
Shove
the bottom end in first. Fuck it. My hips shouldn't really allow it, but it works. Anyway.
What the hell are we talking about today?
We're not talking about shoving things in our asses. Or maybe
well,
we
you
will,
don't know.
To be
you
fair,
know what
I
hypotheticals
don't know.
Are.
Okay, well, let's have a
but
look at
this.
But
they've been wonderfully voted on by our excellent patrons. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Patreon.
You.
You are excellent.
Patreon.com/hatfilms if you want to take part in this frivolity of voting on our hypotheticals of the week. And they voted on the following question.
What do they do?
What is it, Ross?
The first question is, you're a side character in a horror movie. You're aware of the fact that if any one of your friends is going to die, you're most likely to be the first. What do you do to maximize your own chances of survival? To be clear, you don't believe that you're literally a character in a movie, but you're completely convinced that you will die first. You're also getting some protagonist vibes from your best friend.
Okay. So we're aware of like the horror concept of... I feel like we're in a horror scenario now.
Which game was
that? And that guy's like the leader...
What game was it we played recently? Well, not recently.
We did a sponsor. The one where they went to the summer camp.
Yeah, that's so where you are basically in a horror film and you are the
Friday, isn't it?
Protagonist.
Friday the 13th, wasn't it?
No, but it's got that vibe. It was like some kind of. What the fuck was that game called? I played
Quarry.
It all the way through. Quarry, yeah. I played it all the way through. But yeah.
You did? I didn't.
Yeah, I played it at home. It was alright. But yeah, basically you are doing that. However, like, so okay, so in this scenario, you feel like you're going to die first anyway.
all the clues are lining up. You're wearing a red shirt. You're also most nervous going into this place. And then the best friend is like, don't worry, guys. Everyone keep calm. It's going to be fine.
But like, is every horror film, they do something that's so stupid, or they linger somewhere that's so obviously not where you're supposed to linger. And obviously, that's the whole point of the film. It's like, oh, jump scare's coming. But like,
are you going to run away?
If you, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't fuck with the vehicle that already works, for example, or I wouldn't like, oh, it's running out of fuel. I'll make sure I fill up before I fucking go.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of these summer camp today.
There's a lot of like kind of basic things that have to go wrong. But like, yeah, I mean, I guess in this scenario, what kind of horror film are we thinking? It Follows. That's different.
That is, you can't really engage the target, can you?
No.
Don't watch me. No,
well, the target is the person chasing. I guess if you kill that person, I can't remember. I need to watch it again. That was good. What about?
No, yeah, if they die, that's the end of it, right?
Babadook.
I mean, the easiest way to solve that whole problem, Hessian bag, drown the kid.
Drown that kid.
Don't worry, guys. I'll be the mum. I'm getting serious protagonist vibes from this kid. And then I'm going to go, sorry, kid. I appreciate that there are factors, you know, beyond your control making you such a prick. But bad news, I'm a prick too. And I've got a Hessian bag.
And that's going to maximize your chances of survival.
What about, like, a
No, but it'll make me feel better about dying.
I killed a kid, so I feel pretty guilty.
But I'm going to die anyway, so...
So you're going to take out a kid with you? That's fucked up.
Why is that fucked up?
Well, it's like a...
Who's going to look after the kid? I'm just leaving a burden on the state.
It's... If you haven't seen Babadook, there is a really annoying kid in it. But I think that's part of the drama. The part of the psychology of it all is the stress on the single mother. And then, like,
they're just really annoying.
Then obviously him having this kind of weird kind of character that he's created.
This creepy man that lives in his cupboard.
That, like, it's a really kind of
it's a good film.
Creepy film. They did that well.
Yeah.
I fucking hate any horror film with like just spiritual shit in it or like Christianity. It's like, what the fuck? Who cares? Like,
you'll hate scary. The Da Vinci Code.
But then, what about
that's not a horror film.
What?
That's not a horror film. What? It's like Annabelle or whatever that bollocks is as well. Where it's like, let's get out a cross. That's going to do it.
So all anything that uses a doll, anything that uses like any kind of child on like a tricycle.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not, I don't, it's a child.
Well, you shitting on the
Shining. I'll tell you what I do. I will get a piece of 2x4 and I will beat the living shit out of that doll.
What about twins holding hands?
I mean, sure. I'll be like, all right, are you enjoying holding, all
blood
right,
blood comes
hello?
Out the elevator.
Huh?
Blood comes out the elevator.
That's a health and safety
floods the
issue.
Hallways.
I'm just like, man, what the hell's going on here? This is nuts. Get my phone out, start filming.
A guy wearing a mask with a knife, Mike Myers, is in the house.
That seems much more threatening, but that's when you need to go into...
A survival mode. That's
kill or be killed, right?
That's the horror film then. You're in a house, like an old abandoned...
So you're in your
log cabin.
House.
No, log cabin.
Okay.
So you're in your house.
Okay.
We've been in your house for a spooky
There's a slasher
before,
coming.
So the layout is...
You're not the protagonist. Somebody else is the protagonist. We need to include that because that's in the hypothetical. But like for me, I always think about this. I'm like, if I genuinely have to defend my like house or home and I can prepare for it, I'm thinking a knife taped to the end of a long pole would probably be like something I could make in my... And because a spear, man, tale as old as time. Yeah. Spear is like the ultimate...
Do you have like the three objects... near each other I could make a knife spear in less than a minute.
If you came to my door, knocked on my door and went, make a telescopic knife spear, I'd be like,
it's an emergency.
To be fair, grab a monopod, just tape a knife to the end and then you can at least tuck it away.
Yeah.
Or buy a sword.
Don't do it in advance.
Or buy a sword. But the problem with a sword is they're much more difficult to use than a spear.
Yeah, if you're in a
you just have
confined
to do
space.
The stabby.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. So literally, this is a historical fact. The spear is the greatest weapon for an unarmed individual. In times of yore...
Yeah, but... Run up Christoph's stairs with a fucking spear and see where that gets you. Because it's not... Obviously, it goes round a corner, so like, and it's a narrow staircase.
Or
so it's
a
just
bendy
like,
spear, then.
A bendy spear.
Yeah, but
one
then
with
what are you going to do with any weapon?
I'm right angle spear.
Unless you've got like a fucking crossbow, a staircase is always going to be tricky for like any weapon. Maybe a little shiv. I take the shiv off of the stick.
So it is detachable. You're not duct taping it.
Cattle prod?
I am duct taping it, but I carry more duct tape. Huh?
Cattle prod.
Cattle prod.
Where are you going to get one of those from?
I'll buy one on the black market. Also, by the way, the tapping of the table.
Someone made a very keen comment saying,
every time Smith bangs his hands, the mics all go funny, and that's true.
That's true.
No, I don't know. I think Just a machete.
You have to get real close and personal to, like...
Yeah. I've already stabbed you. I've got a 6 foot long...
Oh, so it's me versus you?
Well, in this scenario...
Yeah, Ross is Mike Myers.
But you've already told me what you've got. I'm going to get a projectile-based weapon.
From where?
So this is just like escalation of weapons.
In the UK...
I'm going to get a can of Lynx and a lighter.
I'd still take a spear over that.
That we would can be, do it if you want. Fair.
Can we...
But just, there's much more of a cautious... Yeah. You have to be cautious.
What about...
What if I just splash some fuel on you and just...
You're coming towards me. Like, oh, yeah. If you manage to splash fuel
I'm like, get in. This little cup.
That's not a bad idea. Just cups and cups of fuel.
You're going to burn your house down.
Oh, just leave one cup in every room in your house of fuel.
Yeah.
Petrol.
No, just leave a cup. That's my fuel.
I don't put any labels on anything, so don't drink.
Because that way they'd know.
Yeah.
I don't want them to
know. What the fuck is this? Oh, my God, you're alcoholic son of a bitch. That's actually petrol. That's petroleum.
I did put it on my side table. It looks like a drink of water. It's not. Yeah. It's fuel.
Yeah.
It's to fuck with the murderer.
I don't think that's
what about, like, half spear? What's, like, the name of a spear that's shorter and has a thing on it?
Javelin.
You guys need swords. Swords and a good pair of fencing gloves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, you come at me with a sword. I have... A homemade spear.
He's coming up.
I've got a katana.
He's coming up the stairs.
He's coming up the stairs.
How long is your spear?
Oh, I'm doing this.
Give me a range.
6 foot.
6 foot.
That's how long a regular spear is.
That's fucking long to get down your stairs. Think about how.
I'm standing at the top of the stairs with a spear. You're trying to come up with a samurai sword. I'm going.
The samurai sword I have is probably about.
Yes.
Yay long. But which is like, what's that?
Ross, a meter? Look at what I'm doing.
A meter.
I'm doing that.
And I'm doing this.
Yeah,
I throw it.
You throw it. Now you don't have a weapon.
Fuck! Give it back.
You're hoping the velocity of throwing a samurai sword would embed in his body.
Yeah,
but it doesn't.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah,
you're operating under the weeb fallacy that, like, samurai swords are sharp. It's so in the world.
I train with the blade.
Oh, sharp. It's sharp.
It's sharp.
It's like any blade. It's a sharp blade. But it's
have
just
you
like,
sharpened it?
No, I haven't needed to. I've just oiled it.
Is it that sharp? It came sharpened.
You should fucking feel. I don't even know where
this
it is now.
This is the other problem with samurai swords. You're likely to injure yourself.
I cut myself! Fuck!
Yeah. Yeah. You go for a big swing, over-swing it, and just cleave straight into your leg.
And I was like, it's not even full tang. It's just a costume one.
There's so many benefits to a spear. Like, the pointy end is far away from you.
Okay.
And I don't think...
What about a shotgun, though? Because, you know, in 1889, you've seen it all now, right?
Yep.
There's a part, I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a part where somebody has a shotgun down a really narrow corridor. It's like, that's the most inefficient weapon you can have because they're just like turning and they're tapping both sides of the wall.
Yeah,
you do not want a long form like hunting rifle.
Yeah. You want a sawn-off.
You want a sawn-off.
You want to go into the garage, grab a hacksaw, and take then, that motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Oh, no room stands a chance.
And then, saw off the registration and sell it.
And then sell it.
To a friend.
And then drive away
then
from the
drive
enemy.
Away.
But anyway, I'm not the protagonist.
I was on the boat in 1889 until you did the drive away thing.
Right.
I was
right.
in a different scene.
Oh, yeah.
Point.
No, there's none of that.
I mean, you can get hold of a sawn-off fairly easy.
Oh,
you can get hold of a hank. To be fair,
How connected are you with the criminal underworld,
okay,
Ross?
So
because it's not easy to get hold of a
handgun. Let's think about Scream, for example.
Hypotheticals turned into a home invasion.
Yeah.
It is a home invasion. There's a horror film.
You need to prepare, Trot. And especially you.
It's not just a horror movie. It's a horror scenario. You're being chased in your own home by someone who's decided to wear a mask.
It's horrific.
But like Scream always baffled me. And obviously the whole fun of it is, oh, it's a big chase or whatever. And it's like, oh, they're chasing through mansions where there's plenty of space to do all this shit. But they're wearing flowing gowns and like tripping over things. And somehow managed to have the agility and like dexterity to get up and like continue on when it starts just like, all you need to do is just, throw a box underneath them. They'll trip over.
Yeah.
Then turn around and kick them in the fucking face until your foot hurts.
Did the Scream not focus on the fact that like he was always
take off his mask
chasing just like a woman normally? Like it was usually like that they were like, oh my god, I'm a pathetic woman. Not that I
Drew Barrymore
that,
making popcorn.
Yeah,
and,
like, that's the
but
way
still
they phrased it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so that made it more scary because ultimately, if you're Dwayne the Rock Johnson, in Scream, you know,
he's not wrestling fit though. He's movie fit.
Although
he does look like it looks like his skin wouldn't be penetrable by blade.
I reckon if he flexed, he could pierce his own skin.
Yeah,
like it looks really thin, doesn't it? Like he looks
my
like
skin's like tissue.
It looks like a detriment at this point, where it's like it's just so big and bulky. It's he can't get down my stairs.
Yeah, same as Dave Bautista.
Bautista, yeah.
Like he looks like he is uncomfortable to walk.
Do you reckon either of them are natty?
Natty.
Naturals.
Natural.
Or like roided.
Yeah.
I think they may have roided to get to a size, and then they've maintained it They're not in sports, so they don't have to not. Right?
Isn't the new legal thing HRT, which is like
HRT replacement therapy?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you have after you get like a hysterectomy?
And menopause. There's lots of reasons for hormone replacement therapy, but yeah, it could be.
Like that's like what they say. No, man, I'm not on the roids, I'm on hormone replacement therapy.
Fuck.
I mean, it could also be, I think there's something called trombolone that I've heard a lot about.
That's an instrument.
Trombolone.
That is an instrument. I've messed up there.
Dwayne Johnson on the trombone, so I get ripped.
After a while, though,
he's getting gains. Great gains, bro.
Sick gains, bro.
If they made it legal, and if, well, I don't know, if would they you, made what, you're it freely available it? Over the counter, yeah. It's tempting. Because, like...
You have to work for it, so you have to,
you have
to put
like
the work
a year's
it.
Work into, like, 3 months' work. Like, that's the reality of it. It's ridiculous. Like, right. It does make you... develop muscles so fast. I think on average, most people, if they work out over a year properly, the max you can increase your muscle mass is about 25%. Right. So, like, if you're natural, you're eating right, you're exercising right, you can hope to achieve 25%
more
muscle.
So what you're saying is it's pointless doing it naturally. You may as well get juiced.
Imagine if all of us was just, like, in a year's time, just as big as fucking The Rock. We're here just holding over our little mics just like, yeah,
we
got
just
fucking
a triangle. I've got
we
like,
did it.
What are these
traps?
What are these traps that like connect the top of my ears to my shoulders?
Yeah. I only work on these. What just, the fuck?
I'm full trap, man.
Yeah. It's kind of awkward looking.
But also, we look like a lot of other podcasters, wouldn't we? Like, think about that.
Like
a lot
Joe
of
Rogan.
Popular podcasters are
Joe
all like
Rogan,
that. Like,
just like,
oh, I got massive enhancement and I sit around a microphone for a living.
I think it's just Joe Rogan.
Is it?
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know. I
just
don't...
seems to, his podcast seems to get stuffed down my throat constantly, and I don't know why. Like, you, every time I watch them, I'm like, he's
being watching
an idiot.
Jordan Peterson videos and
you're
Andrew
a
Tate fanboys.
Yeah, huh?
You're an Andrew Tate fanboy, and Jordan Peterson is your daddy.
I'm a. What's it, what would he come up with?
I don't know what the name
for it is. I don't know. Yeah, I'm apparently. I did think this the other day. I was looking through my YouTube recommended, and there's so many gun.
Oh, fuck, I'm a
so many gun videos. Like,
I'm a redneck.
There's a million gun like foes. There's a bunch of stuff about like military hardware. Like, they must think I really want to go to war, and I'm like, I really don't.
Honestly,
I really don't want to go to war.
You give the impression that you want to.
I'd thrive
just to play with all the guns.
I just have a panic attack as soon as I start getting mortared in a fucking trench.
This is real.
Oh,
it's real.
After watching a bit of All Quiet on the Western Front, I'd be like,
have you only seen a bit of it? It's really good.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
have you seen any of the actual footage from the Ukrainian war on Reddit?
Yeah.
Because that does a pretty good job of not wanting to be there as well.
Yeah.
I've literally got like the whole NSFW stuff like blurring and whatnot.
Yeah.
And some of that combat footage, just they forget to tag it. Sometimes and you're like, oh, I just saw a gif of a guy being blown up by a drone.
It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah,
awful.
But that's the reality of what we're looking at.
And so I'm really not about that, just to be clear. But yeah, YouTube thinks I am.
But you just click on all the gun videos. That's it.
I find them interesting as mechanisms.
Sure, but the algorithm, that's what the algorithm's taking you to.
It's the idea of the power, isn't it, behind it?
But I don't think it, of course, it's a part of that, but it's also just about how... You know, how numerous and how different they are. You know, like, there's so many different kinds of weapon out there.
Yeah, look at Call of Duty. There's a lot to unlock.
Oh, yeah. I've unlocked all of them now.
I mean, you then you're basically a military historian at this point.
Not really.
Apart from the fact you know all the wrong names.
All the brands are wrong because they didn't pay, like, a multi-billion-dollar company didn't pay for the fucking rights.
So. Yeah.
But maybe they just didn't want to fund guns.
Well, yeah. I did not know that. I didn't know Call of Duty had, like, wrong names for
it
things.
It did previously have them.
Yeah,
like the AK-47 is called something called like a TAC. I know the SCAR is like a TAC 56 or something. And so it's just like, yeah, but you know what it is.
Like,
when
PUBG
you pick it up.
Makes sense to me. Oh, that makes sense.
Where were we? So you were being chased by the ghost face in Scream. You've got your 6 foot pole.
You feel like you're the guy that's going to die.
What are you
first?
Doing against Scream guy? You feel like you're going to die first.
I'm going to stand behind.
Are you
going to
try and preempt this? At what point do you feel like you're in the horror film though? Like, what is it? So somebody,
Trot's the protagonist, because I'm the one with the spear at this point. So Trot's the protagonist. I'm the one. I'm like, it's okay, Trot. I'll defend you. And he's
what's
like,
the scenario?
God.
What's the
and then
scenario?
I get, like, nicked.
You get.
Oh, Trot, no!
Oh, I still have
But you've, like, blocked up the stairway and it said, give me enough time to run away.
Give you a moment to get out.
And you're pissing blood everywhere.
What if the scenario is we're playing Wizard Sticks? It's a big party.
Nice.
We're in a big mansion, I guess. That's always the saying, isn't it?
We hire out
a
mansion.
We're halfway through Wizard Sticks. We've got staffs at waist height.
Game
we're
all having a laugh.
Hey, wizard beards are on.
That's long.
The wizard
that's
beards.
Long,
remember that one? That
was yeah, wizard beards.
Sorry, just
we got through like 8 to 10 cans each, yeah. Probably. Like it felt like a lot.
It was a lot.
It was exhausting, wasn't it?
It was like by the end, I was it's like, just at the I end don't of the night,
I just remember like Ashton throwing up into the wind at the back door. So fully dressed as a wizard with the beard on and everything,
throwing up into the wind.
There was like a back exit.
I love it
to our flat.
And it was like on the second floor,
and obviously like it got to a we'd managed to get to the lofty heights of our own heads with the beers. He was throwing up. It was a very windy night. It just all went back to him when he's got the fucking crepe beard on, the fucking wizard hat made out of cardboard box, and just like, oh no,
my beard.
It's like, this is fucked.
It's like Saruman yelling at the mountain.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming back to me. That was so fucking
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, you just get exhausted, fucked. Don't you? Like,
fatigued.
It's not fun anymore.
Because we were tallest.
Yeah, 6 foot.
So it's like, we have to get, there's a couple more cans and the rest
you
of them.
Take it more though.
Fuck yeah. You're but bigger. It's not like that though.
Nah, it is.
It's not the same.
Ashman could take it though, actually, to be
he
fair.
He did get, he got there quickly, but
he drank a lot.
He did. We all
uni.
did. Yeah,
but like I always knew that he drank more than me, and we were like the same height. I was impressed.
He had his hat on first, actually. No, dude, I thought you had your hat on first.
I can't
you have to put the hat on. So you put the so when you, when you've when you've made your staff for Wizard Sticks, is it
taller
Wizard
than
Sticks?
You
so you buy a crate of beers of cans. And
we've mentioned it before, I think.
Yeah, and then you each time you finish a beer, you tape a new one on top of it.
To the bottom of it.
And it creates a...
on top
a
of
staff.
It.
It creates like a staff. Yeah. And then when you empty the box of beers you've bought and it gets to above your height, you can it then put the box on your
the
head.
The box is then curved
you're
into
a
cone, like a wizard's cone, not like any other kind of cone. And then
you are a wizard.
And then you get to treat people like a pauper.
It's kind of like the...
So some people have to get you drinks or do stuff for you.
Yeah, anyone below
what
your...
What actually happened? What do they do?
Your staff dictates your power level.
That's it, yeah. You've got power
and
level.
If your staff is bigger than someone else's staff, they are your servant.
Yes, that was
your
it.
Your squire.
Oh, this was it, yeah. And he was just like, I need a footrest.
And
it's like, oh,
and they didn't have to be a footrest.
Yeah, something dumb like that.
It's dumb.
And imagine just how much... So I ate way too many mushrooms recently. I grew my own mushrooms, just oyster
ones.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had loads. I had so many oyster mushrooms. I'm like, these are going to go off. So I made a load of pasta with mushrooms, but I used like...
All of the mushrooms.
Way too many mushrooms. Way too many.
Couldn't just put them in the
and
fridge
I was like,
for another
God,
day.
My stomach is absolutely killing me after eating this pasta. And I start Googling. And they're like, yeah.
Not edible.
Yeah, a lot of... No, they are edible. But like a lot of mushrooms you shouldn't eat a lot of. Like there are some mushrooms where you can eat quite a lot of them, but quite a few, including oysters, are considered quite rich. And like if you eat too many, you're going to give yourself a bad stomach. So I made the executive decision to make myself puke. And I've
never met someone who was so willing to throw up like after eating things. I would just sit with it.
Why
I would stomach
make
it and go through.
I think you get a kick out throwing up.
I just feel like the throwing up process is so
again, I think
shit.
It's a power thing, like guns. You just like
it's
knowing
like,
that
I can
make myself throw up any time I want.
I think
anyway, so
that
you
may be a
up.
Part of it. But it's very much about I don't want to spend the whole evening being miserable. Like you know, I don't. So I puked up and I was amazed, even after 2 hours, how whole all of that pasta and those mushrooms still were, right? Like you don't digest very quickly. And where I'm going with this story is
you shout a lot of
when we drink those beers, just imagine the sheer amount of beer that we're flushing through our fucking
horrible.
Bodies.
Yeah.
I felt so fucking rough the next day, man. That was probably one of the worst hangovers I had at uni.
It's
so
just
bad.
So much shitty beer. Like, it's like litres and litres, and your body's like, all right, what's this? Mm. Oh, more beer in my stomach.
I don't remember what beer I had when
it was
we
all
there.
Crap, wasn't it? So
it was like Carling and fucking Carlsberg. It was like just, and it's just, did I have cider? No, I think I mixed with all sorts of different things. That was bad.
It was really...
I think Guinness was one I had
now.
For a while. No, I just don't think...
Guinness
for Winter Sticks. I remember you went with Guinness because you're like, those cans are quite tall. I wouldn't have to have that many.
Also, I like Guinness.
I mean, it's nice. A couple of Guinnesses, sure.
Guinness is nice.
I wouldn't have 12. I think it's pretty much what you have to
Guinness
get to.
It was insane.
I was a dark wizard.
The trick was to try and get the longest... one right so there were pint cans. I think somebody had Stella and stuff whatever, but like fuck me,
yeah.
The entire night it was just also you know, anything, any cider was just ugh, fucked.
So anyway,
memories,
wizards
so yeah,
the scenario so was we were in a mansion.
We're playing Wizard Sticks, we're halfway through, we're obviously we're buzzed,
yeah.
and then there's a fucking ghost killer from Scream is there, and we're like, whoa, shit,
back with our wizard
sticks. You're supposed to be a wizard, bro. You fucked up.
Great. Where's your stick?
Wait, he's got a knife. So how are you fighting him?
I would use my wizard stick.
Off. Right.
Put a knife on the end of that.
He's got a knife.
And then boom, I got my own custom spear.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I've done the duct taping well, and then it holds up. So I can.
But it'll just fold away because it's like it's a load of aluminium cans.
Not if you do it directly, like an egg, you know, when you like squeeze on the top and bottom. Right.
You use the cylinder strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do a proper horizontal thrust.
Is it only knives? Is this the only.
Well, it's just a good thing to put on the end of a wizard's. If I try and put a katana on the end, it's going to be weighted, isn't it? So I'll get a kitchen knife.
What about just like bottling the fucker? Because there would be bottles around.
I don't want to be close.
You don't want to
be close.
We could throw, get a load of bottles.
You like throwing things. I don't trust my aim.
Okay.
Especially when I've done wizard sticks.
Yeah, that's fair enough. To be fair, we are definitely at a disadvantage once we've started wizard sticks.
You say we're up to here, right? I am wasted.
Over the waist, at least, I guess.
I'm dead at this point. I couldn't do it, so.
I'm sad at that point.
It's too far. It just goes too far, doesn't it?
But you want to finish.
You have to. Like, you get past a certain point.
There's certain point where, like, you start questioning why you're doing it, though.
If you're just here and you're like, well, I didn't make it.
I just got two-thirds of shit.
Then you notice some people, like, pouring their drinks down the sink and
trying to just tactically get rid of them. Yeah, well, I mean, I'd rather that than Edward Cyderhands.
Oh, God. That's worse.
Because Edward Cyderhands, you're not going to be able to fight
I got so legless drunk doing that. It's the only time I can think of where we did it pre-drinking. Drunk.
That was like it was pre-drinking before we went out. After this.
Yeah. What, 3 liters on each hand?
Remember that?
On each hand, yeah.
Was it like James's house? What's his name? James Boyce? Oh, yeah, but we basically taped our hands.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Or them to our hands. You have to finish them before you can leave.
The big ones, you know, the ones you can keister.
Yeah.
Are those 2 litres, though? Or the 1.5s?
Like the dumpy.
The real dumpy ones were 3 litres.
I can't imagine drinking that much cider now.
Three each.
So sweet.
Three per hand.
Yeah, I did that, but I only did one 3 litre bottle of Strongbow before I went to a Pendulum gig in Swansea, and I just couldn't stand up. Like I was like, luckily, the crowd was like, so insanely just
knocking
thick
around.
That I was like just wobbling into people. But I was like, it's like the first or second night there. And I'm like trying to meet people. And I'm just like, sorry, I'm sorry. Like, because I could still think just about.
But the main issue that they didn't address at the beginning was how are you going to go to the toilet? Because you've got two hands
taped,
and you can't untape them because your hands are obviously taped, both of them.
Yeah.
So you have to kind of find a way. So it was more because everyone's like, okay, you want to drink up before you need to piss. That's the first half.
So what, you're just going to expect
you need
to happen?
Don't break the seal. It was
the
rule.
There's no way the human stomach can take that much.
I'm
going to
break the seal. And it's just like, because someone just unzip me, I'll do the hodl in. It's like, fucking how are you going to get back up? So you can like, you want to finish one of them so you can at least kind of like, actually like, get some.
Yeah, you could probably drink a 3 litre bottle.
But you could beat some with
the lid of the cistern. You scrape your butt up against the lid of the cistern, the corner, and then eventually that'll pull your trousers and pants down.
That would be funny to see.
Yeah.
Someone's just desperately trying to get their trousers off using a door handle or something. I'm my hands are fucked.
I won't name them, but my friend who's in the police had gastroenteritis once and shat his pants in a Sainsbury's.
That's a random story.
In kit. Like, in full kit. Right?
In the police uniform.
Yeah. He risked a fart.
That's good.
And he had to go and, like, throw away his pants and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And, like, all this
shit.
Stuff. Like, I just made me think of it. Like, the awkwardly taking stuff down.
Officer, what's
the
wrong?
The horror.
Yeah.
Just
and also, just like if anyone ever approached him, you'd probably be pretty short with people. Stay back! Get away! It's a crime scene. Just what the fuck?
Tape this whole area.
Is there a toilet anywhere?
Tape it up.
Emergency! Rush
to the police tape.
Pretty grim.
Oh my
they had
God.
To throw their. They had to put their pants in like the
incinerator.
No, in like that tampon bin.
Oh.
shoves it in there.
What else would you do? You've got like totally fucked
so it's just turds.
What did you wash him in the sink?
Yeah, but what's he got as a replacement?
Nothing yet. He went commando under his trousers.
The trousers must have been affected as well.
Yeah. I think maybe he managed to.
No one's pants, I mean, are going to hold all
They're not going to get away scot free, but like, I think the pants took the.
It's enough to get somewhere.
Yeah, so. The underwear took the brunt of the attack.
That's fucked.
Your whole like authoritarian like demeanor just shrivels.
Yeah. Exactly.
As you shit yourself in a Sainsbury's.
Just walking around Sainsbury's getting your lunch then. Oh no.
I might have salmon.
Or can
have
confidence.
Not the pate. I won't have the pate. Oh, shit.
Awful. That's hilarious.
Oh my god. That's funny.
Let's
try the next. We didn't really resolve. You're going to go for a pole
spear.
Spear weapon. You're going to take his spear.
I'll stand behind Smith. He
and
dies.
I'm going to just kind of knife whatever I can. Knives seem to be the answer.
Samurai sword.
And throwing weapons and a samurai sword.
You're going to throw samurai sword.
But also, like I don't know.
What about Home Alone style? Set up your whole house.
If I know it's coming. Yeah. Home Alone, the advantage was he knew they were going to rob him.
You're getting the idea that your house might be haunted, flat might be haunted, you're seeing weird shit. So you got time.
I'll just set up a lot of strategic traps, just in general.
I'll put salt everywhere.
You're literally home loaning it. Mm. It's just so much work. And how much prep time do you have?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you're in the other door. Fuck.
That's it.
I rigged up that door.
And then you start forgetting what you rigged.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what makes Home Alone so ingenious, that kid was smart.
Yeah, it's unrealistically smart.
Of course, unrealistically
smart. Not smart enough to not get left at home during a family holiday.
Or there's what, no one could have looked after him? They couldn't have sent like a...
No, yeah, they've got no other family in that area. The whole family lives in one house.
They're extremely wealthy. They couldn't just be like, oh, we've sent someone who's going to look after you for a week. It's like, nah.
Home Alone house was insane.
But that's not...
Yeah, and they were all going on a skiing holiday with like 5 kids. How much is that going to cost?
Didn't someone ask, who's funding this? And it's like, well, I think it was funded by the uncle... And the dad.
Right.
It was mentioned at the beginning of some shit. I mean, not that it's such a weird detail to try and care about, but...
Yeah.
It's big family holiday for rich people.
It's one of those easy ways to take apart a film that you're a slightly...
Yeah.
Which I like
to be. And also, you would never forget your kid. Like, you've got a bus full of children. You're just going to forget your own child. Like, that is fucked.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. You know?
But that's the
And they
point.
All look similar because they're all, like, products of you.
Yeah, they're just modifiers.
It's like, we've got the brown-haired one...
We've got blue eye version.
And it was just
short,
this very loose kind of like, one of you, like, that's the problem with, maybe that's the problem with being ultra rich and having a huge house. You can't find your kids in there.
That is it.
That's a warning. It was a warning against the wealthy.
You find them dead, and then they haunt the house. Then you got a haunted mansion.
Haunted mansion. Fucking hell.
Babadook scenario.
You get Babadook instantly. Instant multi-Babadook. There's more than one, and every cupboard, including the kitchen cupboards, has one in it.
Shit.
What do? You get cups of fuel that you've strategically left
there
around
it is,
the house.
The fuel.
And start chucking them into the cup. Imagine that. And then you chuck a match in. See you later, sunshine. Babadook this. You can't.
I think we got this sussed out.
This is it. Most horror films and horror premises, if you take out the weird ambient sounds and just add in a person that's going to be like, all right, it undoes the entire premise.
Well, of course, that's the whole thing.
I want to feel real fear.
I do as well. That's why things like Paranormal Activity did so well, because obviously they used, the modern day CCTV element of things.
Mm.
I don't know if they used a lot of like music score as a kind of a fear factor. I don't think they did, which is, if anything, even more scary. Cause it's like this shit's happening.
You can't.
You're
predict
just witnessing it,
it
happening on a fucking screen, and it looked really good. Like when that sheet was coming off, like the bed and stuff. So that was fucked. It's like,
that was creepy. Like,
So those type of films, work. But a lot of cheap horror films are very much based on like
that was a cheap horror,
but cheap as in like cheap, like
cheap
kind of
jump
tropey,
scares,
right? Where it's just like, the music's building and there's. These strings are right, like raising up, and it's just like,
Well, the original cheap horror film was, of course, The Birds.
Right.
Get it? It's both a horror film and Birds cheap.
Mm.
It's a clever joke.
So next hypothetical we have here is, what if reincarnation was proven to be true? Imagine if scientists proved that we reincarnate after we die, and some people even have memories of their past lives. How would society change? I'm pretty sure society wouldn't accept it, regardless of whether the scientists say it. To be
honest, you reckon?
I think they wouldn't. I think
it was a risk, isn't it? You'd be like, "Well,
this sounds like a conspiracy."
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
It's like somebody says, "Here's a gun. It's got no
go
bullets in it. Go test it against your forehead. You're like, well, I'm never not going to check, I guess. Literally yesterday, a study been published saying that they think they've worked out a way to, like, reverse aging, basically.
Oh, that comes out, like, every 5 years.
So you can become a baby again.
So
finally,
when do you stop the? Is it a pill you stop taking, and then you're like, okay, now I'm reset to.
So the way that they did it, they used an antibiotic, and they attached something to an antibiotic that essentially meant that mice, you could target certain genes, and that would. The idea is that aging happens because of essentially your cells getting corrupted, / they forget how to rebuild themselves perfectly.
They unravel, don't they? The telomeres.
Well, there
is
that. There's caps on the telomeres. There's elements of this, but this is actually focusing on a different thing, which is called endogenetics or something like that. But there's another part of the cell or something that they focused on. But essentially, in mice, they've managed to like make their hair better, repair the eye. So the treatment can be directly injected into the eye to repair eye cells and restore vision. Like, it's really quite impressive what they can do. Obviously, it needs to go through human trials. Obviously, it needs to prove that it doesn't cause
cancer.
Sign me up. But, like...
inject my eyes.
The problem is it's probably going to be gated behind cost.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have immortal billionaires.
Fun counter argument to that,
yeah,
you know, when they say like
still get shot,
well,
you can still shoot a billionaire,
no,
still
fall down a well. The idea that the rich always get like the immortality first,
yeah,
there's the counter argument of like, what about an immortal worker? You know,
the upside of an immortal worker,
yeah, of course, yeah, the rich person's going to pay for a very healthy workforce that's never going to go sick and anything.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point.
So sign me up. I'll be the worker.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be the early adopter, I think, is the main thing.
Nah.
But
there is a potential for this kind of thing in our lifetime, which would be really cool because I want to live a very long time.
I don't want you to, so I'll be shooting you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll
make
have
sure
my
you don't.
Makeshift spear ready.
Well,
let's
I
go.
Got my wizard's dick spear, so we'll see who wins.
He cut me with a bit of broken can.
Very drug.
Get back.
You didn't have to drink all of them.
But what was the actual question?
So imagine if scientists proved that we how would society change? That was it, yeah. So if you knew that, the reincarnation process is basically where you could come back as anything, right? So you could be a fucking worm.
I think we've come,
I'd like it.
There's that. That's not stipulated. Do you come back
as a
human?
But if you come back as a worm and you happen to have all your memories as a human, that would be fucking shit.
You'd be...
I'd rather not.
You'd be putting yourself forward to the closest bird, wouldn't you?
Hmm.
To be like, I want to reincarnate again.
What's good is, I guess, those animals die much faster than a human.
They
would
do.
You want to be reincarnated as another human? And if so, where would you want to have been born?
I don't think you get a choice.
Where would I want to be born? Well,
I feel like we would quite likely to be born in the UK. The UK has a lot of ups, sides.
We got a lot of,
but there are now better upsides, unfortunately. So
sure there
this
are.
Is, yeah,
it's also
so
way worse.
There are way worse. Absolutely. Generally speaking, we lucked out by being randomly born here. But I mean, there are other nations now in Europe and in Scandinavia that are arguably doing better.
I'd probably be in the Scandinavian region. Yeah,
we're going to Norway. They're doing a pretty
Norway's
good.
Great. Maybe Finland.
Yeah.
Education system. I'd be so smart. I'd be bilingual.
Yeah.
Be so cool. It'd be cold, but yeah.
Do you think
I'm just trying to find a movie that. That I watched that literally had this whole thing in it, where essentially a guy works out that they detected that there was a way that people were reincarnating, and so people started shooting themselves and stuff like that because they're like,
reroll.
Yeah, it was literally a reroll. That was how they saw it.
Time to go and respawn. The thing is, I think,
oh my god, I'm an underwater sea creature that lives for thousands of years.
what we've seen recently is, despite strong evidence of science, there's going to be a huge movement of people that deny it, think it doesn't exist.
Right, yeah.
And there's always going to be that fear of the scientists are wrong. Reincarnation doesn't truly exist.
Well, because until you can't prove it until you've... Well, I don't know. What's
there's
the proof?
Many benefits,
is this that obviously they've...
Unless your life is
they've proved
miserable.
That we reincarnate. So if they proved it, what could possibly prove that?
I think you'd be very happy about it.
It would give you a different. I'm sure there'll be some.
The idea of death would be
faith
less
movements.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it Buddhism?
Buddhism? Yeah, Buddhism.
Believe
has
in
reincarnation.
Anyway.
Yeah. And the idea that living a virtuous life means, I think, you won't potential for a better reincarnation.
Yeah. It's a nice idea thinking that, yeah, like, obviously that our consciousness isn't just gone.
Well, you know, there's arguments to state scientifically it never truly does go, because energy is never lost, it's only transferred.
Right.
And all the mass that makes us up is literally the universe just experiencing itself.
Yeah.
Do you think you would come back as a tree?
I think if universes are truly infinite,
I came back as General Sherman, or whatever.
I'd come back exactly as myself.
I've been here so long.
Shield me, another fire is coming. Fuck. Another forest
Put
fire.
Up the foil.
Foil me.
Oh, I wish for death. I want to re-roll.
What if you you found out you're a shit-eating dog and your owner is me?
I think there's a lot of creatures you wouldn't want to be, like, fucking, I don't know, like a little tick or something. Or like a, but then maybe, but obviously your mentality would be to have the instincts of that creature, right?
No, you remember being a human.
That's the worrying part. That's the part that I would worry about most.
I'm a parasite. Oh, this is claustrophobic.
Because sometimes there's times I look at my dog and I think, maybe, what if you were a person?
Oh, God.
Normally I'm not sober. There was like, hey, bro. Like, what if you... Hey, have you...
There's
like
a book that made me wink at dogs for a long time when I was a kid. Because there was like the insight.
That was the communication.
This is like primary school.
This is post-Truman Show or pre-Truman Show.
No, this is pre.
This is before you knew everyone
was
watching you.
I've had lots of existential questions. The first one was, you know when like you were so young that the teacher used to read you stories?
Yeah. Sure.
In a book. One of these books was... they unlocked the secret of talking to dogs by you have to initiate a wink at them, and if they wink back, you can suddenly talk to them. So
that happens. Murphy winks all the time.
Yeah,
you could really fuck some kids up with that.
So and his, you thought you, so had, name you were was, trying that. You were trying to get the dog to wink back at you.
So his human name was Jerry, and he was in the war. And
his human name.
Give him a fucking story, a real backstory. Yeah, he killed many people, but eventually. You know, Trenchfoot took him.
He drowned a man by pushing his face into the mud.
He certainly did.
Gross.
Packed
I think
his
that's
stomach.
Very sweet trot. That's very nice, you know.
Well, it's not
when, when you look into those dogs' eyes, you don't know. You don't know. They could be people. Dogs are people.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's nothing.
Previous people.
It's very wholesome.
But then it makes you think, well, fuck, he's watching me take a shit right now. That's weird.
Does your dog come into the toilet with you?
He sometimes does, yeah.
Yeah.
He barges in. He's like, get in.
And then what? He just
then
waits.
He just sits there, lays down.
And do you like? What, do you keep eye contact as you drop the deuce?
No, I normally on my phone.
He's,
or something.
He's protecting you. It's a vulnerability.
It's normally
thing.
Just
Is it?
Yeah, they're like you're
cute.
Vulnerable.
Yeah.
So I'm going to sit here and make sure you don't get attacked whilst you're vulnerable. Because most dogs in the wild, you know, it's a vulnerable position to be in.
Yeah.
That's why they do it. Also, I do
when he's taking a shit, he's just.
I would love to spend a couple of months just living one of those nomadic lives where you just like live outside with like dogs and stuff, because I think it would be a very interesting
with a pack of
not
wolves.
In an urban environment, first of all.
Yeah.
But like, well, there's places in
you want to be homeless.
There's places
I want to live the real life
in mountain environments where like herders move sheep and things like that long distances over several weeks. And they have to protect their flocks from like wolves and predators and stuff. And so they have these big mountain dogs that they wander around with as well, these big herding dogs. And like there's a good documentary about a guy that does it with like his three dogs. And they just walk all across these mountains and meadows and stuff with their flock, just with dogs. And they camp out and the dogs just sleep around, keep an eye on stuff overnight. I just think it'd be a very wholesome experience to just be like, this is like a very early man kind of experience. Obviously farming came a bit later than hunting.
Well, your
gathering,
birthday but... is a little different to that,
right? Okay
it is living with a pack of wolves
in a city
yeah. We're just gonna unleash the wolves.
Yeah,
and they've got your scent. We've been training them on your scent for a long time now.
Oh, so I'm running from the wolves.
No,
good.
Well,
do I have my spear?
Have you got some climbing gear? You need to get up high.
So there's a guy. I can't go because I've just shat myself in Sainsbury's. But there is a guy running around with a mop with a knife on the end of it, screaming about wolves.
Also, yeah,
the wolves are coming. They're going to come for me. They got my scent.
Yeah, we're going to shoot him, I think.
We'll make it look like an accident.
Oh, I got armed policed. I've lived my whole life trying not to get armed policed. I've made smoke bombs. I've played with replica weapons. Every time, being responsible enough
you made a policeman
to not
shit
get
himself?
Got by armed police. I didn't make them shit themselves.
No,
they had gastroenteritis.
We don't know the full story, though, do
I wasn't there, but it is a secondhand story. I drugged him for months to try and make that happen. And then I trapped him inside of Sainsbury's. Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds like an exciting video. Let's do it.
All right. Sweet. Well, it's already planned, so...
Just try and keep the armed police off me for as long as possible, because
will do. I've given them all laxatives. So.
Oh,
all
nice.
Good.
Nice. That's...
If people believed that the reincarnation thing was true,
yeah.
Do you think that would lead to people wanting to just die sooner?
Yes. Kool-Aid scenarios.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
As dark as that sounds, I don't mean to bring it down.
What's new? It's another go.
Because it's like, well, if you are like in severe pain, for example, or whatever, you'd be like, well.
I think euthanasia, like voluntary euthanasia for like terminal illnesses and like severe pain, would probably be way more lenient in most countries. Like, it's illegal in the UK, but I think it would be more globally accepted if it was true science. And I'm sure government-backed, like NHS and healthcare and stuff like that, would be like, yeah, we know reincarnation exists, so this is more acceptable, euthanasia.
I also think that like a lot of life is pre-roll, right? As in, like, it's a lot of what you get to experience in life is because of what came before you and the factors that you are born into and live around, right? Like, so if you've been born into some really shit circumstances, it doesn't even matter if you're in pain or not. You're just like, fuck, I could just re-roll and see if I get a better setup, you know?
I feel like there's still a lot of faith. You'd have to have real fucking faith. It's like, that's like cultish level faith,
yeah,
I think. Even if a scientist said,
Kool-Aid-y.
Yeah, we think we're pretty sure that you will come back. So I feel like...
Yeah.
You still, I guess, yeah, again, it depends on your circumstances, but...
Also, like...
I don't know.
The Jamestown Massacre thing?
Yeah.
I didn't realize how fucking horrible... Well, it is horrible, don't get me wrong. But I felt like when I first heard about that story, it was like everyone was on board and they all drank the Kool-Aid willingly.
Oh, no, there were guys with guns and stuff there.
They were forced to do it.
They were trying to get on the plane.
It's horrible.
We did that in...
Like, even as a cult leader, you can't really, like... manipulate the minds of the people, like, to die
to that degree.
To that degree,
yeah.
So,
yeah, it's pretty grim,
pretty terrifying. Pretty the idea of
culty,
pretty culty,
it's a bit culty, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
Faith. But then most religions are kind of culty, but they don't always tell you to go and drink the Kool-Aid, which is good.
They give you just enough freedom so they can have just enough control.
Yeah, and you can keep paying them. Scientology will always baffle me.
Yeah.
Because it's... The guy wrote fiction. Like...
Well, it sounds like Ross needs to be audited.
Yeah, Trot.
And that's
Ross.
Enough from him today.
Okay, let's audit me.
Me and Trot are both operating thetans.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
We got high up.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, we moved through life.
How do I get to it? Like, how much money do I have to have?
Or, you have to go through all the stages.
Do I need to give you most of my earnings or a percentage thing?
You can't just jump in at the top.
Okay.
You cannot. We need to scream at you in rooms. And I mean, we can't talk too much about this because we'll literally have people following us.
Oh, shit.
Like, that can and has happened to people, and it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you get the spear out, and you're like, okay, motherfucker, let's see how... You want to up the ante? I'll up the ante. I'm gonna hire other people to spy on you. And then I'm going to start putting dog shit through your letterboxes. I'm going to cause fucking psychological trauma to every single one of your family members if you really want this to happen. Now it's just a project, and we could film that, if anything. I mean, we could film terrorizing the Scientologist community.
I don't think we'd last very long.
Well,
that's quite harassy. There's a harassment button on YouTube.
I don't know if I'm willing to do that.
It does open you up for a lot of threat.
Yeah.
But like, that's when you have to start carrying weapons with you.
Yeah, you have to wonder what's going on in your day.
That doesn't sound like the kind of life I want to live.
Well, bad news. Bad news.
Is that my next birthday video?
I sent them several bags of dog shit with pictures of our faces on Polaroid. Cute.
Nice, lovely.
Yeah.
Over flash. Too flashed.
Well, I think we've fully...
Well, we've, the reincarnation thing, you could talk about all sorts of angles. But the horror movie thing, yeah.
The trick is to get a spear.
Blade on a stick.
Have a weapon where you can have a distance from your enemy.
Sorry, the comments really stood out to me. Imagine reincarnating as the pig that ends up in Ross's brain.
What does that mean? So they are a pig. They've been reincarnated from someone else's reincarnation.
For some reason, somebody's
changed their brain has been removed. That's a very good point. If reincarnation was proven, do you think animal cruelty would be different?
Yes, I'd like 100%.
Like, the way we eat and everything like that would actually change.
There'd also be deniers, right?
There would be. Of course, there'll be a community of deniers. But I imagine more people would go, like, okay, so I could be eating like someone.
It'd be a lot more.
That's a very different mentality if you prove it.
I think there's two factors that will mean in our lifetime we will see an end to large-scale farming and killing of animals.
You reckon?
What, that's quite optimistic. First factor.
In our lifetime.
First factor.
Interesting.
Pollution.
Right.
Smith is also hoping for that anti-aging pill. So he's thinking 200 years.
But like, fish now, like most fish that we're eating, is contaminated with a huge amount of
parasites.
Shit.
Not just plastics,
microplastics. Because they're literally swimming in a soup. We swim in a soup of polluted air. They swim in a soup of liquid pollution. Yeah. Right. Like, so, like, they are. It's almost a thicker version of what we live in a lot of ways. Mm. Like, that's a really stupid way to describe it when you think about it. But that is kind of
water's
it.
Like sick air, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's a concentration. They're getting concentrated as fuck. And most animals as well, like, you know, you saw in the US those pigs being fed all that plastic. Yeah. I think that eventually people are going to be like, well, I don't really want to eat what a real animal has eaten. I want it to be grown in a fucking lab that's sterile clean, as fuck. Yeah. So I know that meat's clean. The second part of it is, yeah, I think that people will start to sympathize more and more with animals as we understand more and more about them.
I imagine technology would ramp up to make those synthetic meats more possible. I think the fact that it's obviously now it's more expensive because there are huge, you know, farming elements and lobbyists against it.
I think there's a clear drive for those alternatives as well. Like, we're noticing way more, like,
there's more options now, which is good. But but then obviously, don't they say that processed foods are the main cause of, like, cancer? So, like, it's a real balance.
Yeah, so, like, processed vegan, like, tofu as a replacement for chicken, say.
Yeah.
Is that still heavily processed? Is that still...
Yeah.
I guess so. And anything that's, bad, like, had to be, taken away from its natural form in some way is processed, right?
There's a huge amount of nuance to it. But
obviously,
you've got, like, microbiomes.
Processed meats are bad. Like, you know, like, cured ham or whatever. It's, like, just loads of ham mulched up and put into the shape of a Billy Bear, yeah.
Yeah.
Not huge just Billy Bear.
It's considered a grade 2 carcinogen by the Food Standards Organization of all sorts of countries.
Do you think Billy Bear ham is, like, the ultimate symbol of man dominating animal, where they can smush down
a pig
into the shape of a bear?
I'll transmogrify you.
And we feed that to our children.
Yes. Yeah. They eat it. We have conquered the beasts in such vast degrees.
We embarrass your family by making you look like a bear. We make bears look like pork.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. It belittles both the bear and the pig and the horse that this meat is truly made of.
But then, what if they just took these same scientists discover that fruit and vegetables are also people too?
Well, there's an argument for
we're fucked.
Plant life.
Morally, we're fucked.
Being more aware and sentient than we.
This orange knows what I'm about to do. I'm peeling your skin off. Taking your segments.
Plants have been shown to form some form of, like, pain response. Yeah. Things like that,
It's complicated, isn't it? Because I don't think it's even necessarily about, like, what's right and what's wrong, you know, like, as in, it's kind of, if you look at nature, it's kind of obvious that fruit was designed to be eaten by animals because that's how seeds are spread.
Oh, yeah,
example.
Of course, yeah.
But, like,
we're just obviously playing with the idea of reincarnation being every living creature.
Absolutely.
Or thing.
But then also, I think that's a good question.
You went pretty hardcore creationist just then.
Creationist? Yeah. What, because the banana proves that God exists?
No, you said, like,
the shape was
clearly fruit out there designed for...
Well, the plant itself has evolved a fruit that's most likely to be eaten by an animal, right?
Because they want it spread through their poop.
Yeah, or rather, that's what's led it to be successful. It's not even that the plant wants anything, it's just simply is. But
the segments in our hands and the segments on the banana shape perfectly to fit my mouth, and the peeling is so easy. A handle?
Thank you, God. But then also,
you just
wanted, like,
to practice sucking,
like,
dick.
Fungus elements to it as well, like fungus, as we've seen in The Last of Us, and over the last few years, talking about fungi and fungus has become incredibly interesting and in vogue. But
mushrooms,
like,
are cool.
They are, and also fungus and fungal spores exist, like, everywhere. Like, you know, there's probably some in this room, you know, floating through the air, and how they interact with every single living thing. Yeah, sorry guys.
And then you're farting a lot.
And the skin is spreading fungal spores.
That's how the pandemic will start.
Me farting.
The whole Last of Us will begin from, like, farty oyster mushrooms.
I've got a lion's... Literally arrived today, I've got a lion's mane mushroom grow kit now, so I'm going to grow a big old brain.
Good.
What makes it a lion's mane? Does it have, like,
it looks brain. like the mane around a
time
lion.
To eat,
like,
the brain.
It's like a big round thing.
That's cool.
Anyway, yeah, we could get into all sorts of stuff I don't really know very much about, but...
That's what these are all about.
Hundreds of episodes.
That's quite, 100, at least 126.
Well, that's enough of that for today, at least, shall we say.
Indeed.
Huge thanks to our patrons for supporting us and ultimately allowing us to talk shit for an hour or so. So thank you for that. And also thank you for tantalizing our eardrums with your fingers, which you can send to hatchat@hat-films.com. Send them in nicely, like Rectum did. Thanks, rectum. Thanks, rectum.
Oh, I took my snow tires out in the summer. Rectum.
Fucking hell. Thanks for listening, everybody. And we'll see you next. If you want to tune in live, by the way, it's on twitch.tv/hatfilms on Thursdays now, yeah, instead of Fridays. Yeah. But the podcast is going out regular time,
yeah,
the weekend. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear that diarrhea runs in your genes?
See you next week, everybody. Bye.
Bye.